We are up to Simin Kuf Pei Ches. We're about to start it. We'll be doing the first four Si'ifim. Sif Aleph, Acher Shechosim Bone Yerushalayim, Yana Omein Acher Birkas Atzmo. One is to say Omein after his own bracha Bone Yerushalayim, Ipnei Shi Siyum HaBrachas Doraisa, because that is the end of the three brachas that are Minat Torah, that Tova Mei Devena Doraisa, because the fourth bracha is a Derabbanan. Says the Mechaber now, Sif Beis, Omein Zeh Yomeno Balachash. But one should not say this Amen out loud. Because when you say the Amen there, people will realize, this is really the end of Birkas Hamazon Daraisa. And they'll come be mezalzel in the fourth bracha. Therefore, you should say it silently. That is the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, Hagov v'nira d'davka shemavarach levado v'ein onin amen achar shar brachos. That's only when you're benching on your own. So you don't say amen after any other bracha. So there we say that you're going to catch yourself and say, why am I saying amen? This is really the end of Birkas Hamazon Daraisa. So I don't really have to continue benching. Avol kishemizamnin onin olav kishar amen shonen al brachos arishonis. Whereas in a zimun, since you're answering lots of amens to the mezamen's bracha, it is not so obvious when you say amen to your own bracha that this is the end of an entire chelik. V'yav agad v'mavarach o'ne gamkein, mikom okam eno nikar kol kach hol v'acherim o'im gamkein imo. Since everybody else is also saying amen, and we're saying amen to all the different brachas, it's not so nikar. V'chein ha'minig b'mdinas elu la'omra b'kol ram amfilu ha'mavarach atzmo kishemizamnin. Now, based on the Ramah, one would say that the only time that you're allowed to say the Amen of Bona Yerushalayim out loud is when you're benching together, when you're benching Bezimun. The Mishtabur brings a different reason, and that is that it was only Bezman HaGemara where the Polim, the workers, did not say the Brach of Atov HaMeitiv. Chazal patered them from Atov HaMeitiv since it's only Drabanan because of Bitul Malacha. Today, that is, we are not knowing that way. So in those days, as soon as they heard the Amen, they were mezalzel, people were mezalzel in it, because they knew the workers don't say this. But the Zman HaZeh, that everybody says the fourth bracha also, we don't have to worry. And if this is the case, then we do not differentiate between benching mezumen or benching on your own. You can always say the Amen out loud. The Mishtabura says that when you say the Amen, it should not be in the same breath as Bonei Yerushalayim. You should say Bonei Barachamav Yerushalayim, pause, and then say Amen. So it shouldn't sound like it's part of the Nusach HaBracha. Sif Gimel. Tzorech Lahaskir BeBracha Shlishis Malchus Beis David. In the third bracha, you have to mention Malchus Beis David. So we already saw that halacha. But here the Mechaber is adding something. Ve'ein Lahaskir Bashum Malchus Acher. When you mention Malchus Beis David in the third bracha, you should not be mentioning any other Malchus. Va'omer Malchuscho Malchus Beis David Meshichecho, where if someone adds in Hashem's Malchus, Toa, he's making a mistake. She'en lahashvos Malchusa Diara in Malchusa Deshmaya. It is wrong to equate human Malchus with Malchus Shamayim. V'chein ein lomer ba Avinu Malkeinu. You should therefore not say Avinu Malkeinu. The word Malkeinu is Malchus Shamayim. So that in the third bracha you mention only Malchus Beis David and not anybody else's Malchus, including Malchus Shemayim. You only mention Malchus Beis David and not Malchus Shemayim. Says the Ramah now, Hagov yesh omrim daf kishomer yalla v'yovel o yisayim melech chanun v'rachum el yedaleg milas melech usvar nechonehi avol orisi noagim kein. The Ramah says, if that's the case, then Yalla V'Yovel, which is also said in the third bracha, how could that end with the word Melech? Melech means Malchus Shemayim there. But he says the minig seems not to be that way. The reason why the minig is not that way is because the nusach of Yalla V'Yovel comes from davening, and in davening one does say Melech. Once we took that nusach HaBracha and put it into the benching, we don't deal with it as part of the nusach HaBracha of benching, but part of the nusach of Tefillah, so that we're not... So that we are not concerned with the fact that it says Melech in there. With regard to Avinu Malkeinu, which he says not to say, so we say Avinu and we say Re'enu, not Malkeinu. Sif Dalet. Nusuch Bracha Zo, the Bracha of Rachem, that's Bonei Yerushalayim, Poseach Ba Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, you have a choice of either beginning with Rachem, O Nachmenu Hashem Elokeinu. You could either say Rachmim or Nechama. Rachmim and Nechama, when it comes to Yerushalayim, amount to the same thing. V'chosimba, similarly, with regard to the Chasima, there are two options. Chosimba, either Bonei Yerushalayim, O Menachem Tzion Bevin Yerushalayim. Either one of them, either Binyan Yerushalayim, just the way it is, or Menachem Tzion Uvonei Yerushalayim, Bevin Yerushalayim. Ve'ein l'shanas ha'nusach mishabbos l'chol, and one should not change the nusach from Shabbos to the weekday. The bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol, omer nuscha achas. Either one of them, you say, and you say the same nusach. Hagav the yesh omrim the omrim bonei barachma of Yerushalayim v'chein ogim. Some say that the right nusach is bonei barachma of Yerushalayim, and then you say amen after that, and that is actually our minig. Where does rachmim come in here? Because it says shafti l'Yerushalayim barachamim, but it's not ma'akev. Now, getting back to Rachem and Nachem, the Mishnah Berurah brings those that are machmir, that there should be a parallel between the psicha and the rasima. I mean, if you begin with Nachem, then it should end with Menachem. If you begin with Rachem, then it should just be Bonei Yerushalayim, or Bonei Barachem of Yerushalayim. Saying this third bracha on Shabbos altogether, the Mishnah Berurah has a problem. How do we have a bracha asking for Binyan Yerushalayim on Shabbos? That's a bakasha, and his answer is that that's nusach ha-tefillah. Based on that, it is the Mishnah Berurah's opinion that we can say all of the harachamans on Shabbos, they are nusach ha-bracha, even though they're not part of the bracha proper, and therefore we can say them although they involve so many requests. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shitas HaGra, like the Rif, that on Shabbos Dafka you should begin the bracha with Nachamenu and not Rachemna. This is the Gra's Nusach in the bracha of Rachem on Shabbos.